Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Yuma, Perek Ches, in the middle explaining Halacha Aleph and the Arz Bahadur Tzuras Daf. It's on Mem Vav Amud Beis, the second line from the top, with the two dots from the Mishnah, Berchitza, and the Arz Kol Tzuras Daf. It's on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, also two lines from the top, at the two dots with the word Berchitza. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marshmallow Mishra, Basar Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said, one is allowed to wash themselves on Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Zeir Bar Chama, quotes Rabbi Yisrael Chanin, who says, Bashem Rishu Ben Levi, Betan Sibur, on a regular public fast day, Marchas Panav Yod Raglov, a person's allowed to wash his face, hands, and feet, kidarka, in the regular way. However, but Tisha B'Av, which is more chumra than just a regular fast day, Marchatz Yadav, he could wash his hands, Mavirin Alpanav, and then he can put his wet hands on his face, smushing them around, and that's a type of way of cleaning his face, but he can't outright clean his face with water. Whereas B'Yom Kippur, Manyim Kippur, Marchatz Yadav, Mkanacham Mapa, he could wash his hands and wipe them on a towel, and Umavir Samapa Alpanav, he could take that damp or wet towel and rub it on his face. Now, Rabbiyoina, Tarimar Tuta V'Yoev La Tusekada, Rabbiyoina would soak a smartut, a rag, by placing it underneath a jug, and that way it would get wet, and then he would rub that on his face. And we see from here that Tisha B'Av is more chumra than regular fast days. As the Gemara of Atani, we have a brass that tells us, Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tanis sibur, there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Tanis sibur, el isr malacha b'makam shenogu, except for the isr of doing malacha on Tisha B'Av in a place where the minig is not to do malacha. But besides for that, it seems to be a Tisha B'Av and regular fast day is all the same, and we don't have an answer to this. The Gemara tells us, Hoya l'chitzel rabbi, let's say a person on Yom Kippur is going to his Rebbe, or he's albita to his daughter, v'avar b'yam benar, and he goes through the yam. It's not really the sea, it's really more like a lake or something like that, or through the river, and he doesn't have to be worried that he got all wet. That's not considered like washing on Yom Kippur, because that's not for enjoyment. Also, anytime for raglav, if his feet got dirty, he could put them in water, clean them off, and there's no problem, because again, it's not for enjoyment, he's just cleaning them off. And Hayir of Ba, Kahan Tanaya, Rabba Paskin like this, that as long as he's just washing himself off, or it's just a normal derech, he's walking along the way, and he happens to go through water, that's no issue even on Yom Kippur. And Hayir of Acha, Bavamana Derech, Rabba Acha Paskin, when a person is coming on the way home from a journey, and his feet are hurting him, they're causing him pain, he's allowed to wash them in water. Now another memra, Tani, we have a braisa, Avel Menude, an Avel, someone who's in mourning, or somebody who is excommunicated, that's Menude, he was put into Cherem, and they happen to be along the way, he's referring to situations where they're allowed to be out on the road, they're allowed to wear shoes, but you're one that comes into the city, they have to take them off. Same thing on Tisha B'Av, so too on Tana Sibur. On to the next part of the mission, we had said, Besicha, the one of the Chamishinuim of Kippur is anointing oneself with oil. Now we're going to see what Sicha has to do with Shtia, drinking. It says the Gemara Kadatani, it's like it was taught in a Braisa, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Bein Sicha Shishal Tainug, Bein Sicha She'ein Shishal Tainug, whether it's an anointing which is enjoyable or not, Mutter, it's all permitted. Whereas B'Yom Kippur, B'Yom Kippur, Bein Sicha Shishal Tainug, Bein Sicha She'ein Shishal Tainug, whether it's for Tainug or even if it's not of Tainug, Asur, it's Asur to do on Yom Kippur. Now with Tisha B'Av and Tanis Sibur, what about Tisha B'Av and Tanis Sibur? Sicha Shishal Tainug, Asur, if the anointing of oil is just for enjoyment, that's Asur, whereas She'ein Shishal Tainug, Mutter, if it's not for enjoyment, as meant for medicinal purposes, let's say, that would be permitted. Now, we know for sure that it's usher to drink on Tisha B'Av or Tainus Sibur. So we clearly see from here that Sicha is different than Shtia. Anointing is different than drinking. As the Gemara of Atani, we have a brass that says, Shava Sicha L'Shtia, that anointing is equal to drinking. Namely, when a person has Truma or Maaser Sheni oil, there's an equal Isser to anoint himself with it and to drink it. So we see it's the same exact thing. So the answer is no, L'Isser L'Tashlumen. That's only in regards to the Isser of doing it, or in regards to paying the Kayin for taking his Truma, then they're the same. Avalayla Einesh, but not in regards to the punishment. And also, B'Yom Kippurim, L'Isser, Avalayla Einesh, by Yom Kippurim, it's only for the Isser and not for the Einesh. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? V'Tani, we have a brass that says, V'Loichalu, and they shall not desecrate it. This is specifically regarding Truma. L'Havi as a Sach Vesa Shaisa, this is coming to include anointing and drinking Truma oil, that one does get punished for it. Rabbi Yechon, the answer is, Leskan Sach, the Sach is actually not included in this brisa, and it's the wrong girsa. However, Rav Mari said, how could you say that? In Leskan Sach, if you're going to say that Sach, anointing, is not part of the brisa, Leskan Shaisa, then drinking is not part of the brisa either. Deloy Kane, that's how we read this. If not so, we have an issue. Darur Shuba Mishnei Lavin Mitzarif. Something comes from two different Lavin Kim Mitzarif. We know that if a non-Kayin drinks Truma oil and eats regular Truma, and it's only with a combination of the eating and drinking he reached the proper shear, so we say that those two are actually Mitzarif, and he's going to be Chayiv. Now the problem is, if you're going to tell me that drinking is different than eating, then how could we combine the two to be Mechayiv him? And the Gemara doesn't answer this. On to Mem Zayin Amud Aleph on top, the Gemara asks, Minayin Shu Mechover Baseh? How do we know that Sicha and Shtia have a clear source regarding an assay, that one would be over an assay if he does this? And we're going to see that we're talking specifically about Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi Elazar Shem Rav Simai, he answers, the pasuk says regarding Vidoy of Maaser Sheni, which is when a person has to get rid of all the Maaser Sheni from their house, they say a certain Lashon of Vidoy, and part of that is the following, V'loy Nesati Menu L'Meis, that I did not use any of it for a mace. And the question is, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about here? If the person means to say that I didn't use my Maaser Sheni to buy an Aron or Tachrichin for a person who died, L'chayhu Aser, Kol Shekin L'meis, that's Aser, even for a living person. You're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni to buy yourself clothing or closets or whatever it is. So of course it's Aser to use that money to buy a mace, Tachrichin and Aron. And therefore, we have to explain differently. What is it that would be mutter to use Maaser Sheni for a live person, but not for a dead person? It must be referring to Sicha. So we see that we have an Isra say regarding this. We continue. The Mishnah had said, it's also to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. And Atani was taught in the Brisa, call Elisha Amrasu Medinus a sandal. About all the times that we say that it's also to wear shoes, namely Yom Kippur. And Tisha B'Av, Yatzal Derech, if a person went out on the road, Noel, he could put on shoes. He gave a krach, but once he reaches the city, Chalitz has to take them off. V'chein Ba'avel, same with an Avel, who's not allowed to wear shoes. And V'chein Menuda, same with a person who's in Chirim, he's not allowed to wear shoes, but he visits along the way for whatever reason. He's allowed to wear shoes to protect his feet. And once he comes to the city, he has to take them off. Now we talk about shoes or different types of footwear regarding Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Isra Atani, those teaching a Brisa, the Yotzim Ba'am Palya B'Yom Kippurim was allowed to go out on socks in Yom Kippur. That's not shoes, it's socks. It was Tanya Tanya, those who teach any Yotzim, wasn't allowed to wear socks in Yom Kippur. So what's the story? Amar Chaz, the answer is, Matamar Yotzim says the one who's allowed to wear socks, Ba'am Palya Shal Beged. That's talking about regular socks that we wear, like regular cloth socks. Whereas Matamar Ein Yotzim, the one that says one is not allowed to wear socks in Yom Kippur, that's Ba'am Palya Shal R, is leather socks. I've never really heard of leather socks. They sound pretty interesting, but those are more similar to shoes, and therefore they're not allowed to be worn on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Salk L'Gabri B'Shub and Levi, B'Leid Tzemir Rabba, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman went up to Rabbi Shub and Levi on the night of the Great Fast, which means on Yom Kippur night, and Nafak L'Gabri Levush Sluyasa. Rabbi Shub and Levi came out to greet him wearing Sluyasa, which is slippers, and they had a leather bottom. Now, they're not necessarily shoes because they don't have a back, and they're not tied, and they're not necessarily holding them in place. It's kind of like leather slides. They're still somewhat similar to shoes. And Amar Levi Yitzchak Bar Nachman asked him, Mahudain, what is this? You're allowed to do this? So Amar Levi, Rabbi Shub and Levi told him, Istinis Hana, I'm an Istinis, I'm very finicky, I'm particular, and it's not just this. Really, it was a health issue for him, and that's why he was allowed to wear it. We have a similar story. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman saw Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi b'leit Hanisa. He went up to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi on the night of Yom Kippur. Nafak L'Gabri Levush Sliyasa. He came out wearing slippers. Amar Levi Shmuel Bar Nachman asked him, "Ahudein, what is this?" Amar Levi told him, "Istinis Ani, I'm an Istinis." Now, Rabbi Samai Chamayni Nafak b'leit Hanisa Levush Sliyasa. Rabbi Samai was actually seen going out on night of Yom Kippur wearing slippers. And one more member about this: Chad Talmid Min D'Reb Mana, a Talmid of Reb Mana, Hari L'Chad Min Kriva Denasi. He paskined for one of the relatives of Denasi. Melvash Sliyasa, he's allowed to wear slippers on Yom Kippur. So Amar Levi, Rav Mana asked him, Anmin Adah, where'd you get this from? Amar Levi, so he told him, Rishu Levi, who this from Rishu Levi, that he wears slippers. Amar Levi, so Rav Mana told him, Rishu Levi, Istinis Hava. Rishu Levi was an Istinis, and that's what he's allowed to. You can't just paskin for anybody who's not an Istinis. On to the next part of the mission where we said, Tashu Shamita, that's Aser Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Ask a Chami, come and see. Berchitzu Aser. It's Aser for one to wash themselves in Yom Kippur. You can't take a shower or go to the mikvah. So with Tashu Shamita, like Kol Shekain, isn't it obvious that you're not out of Tashmish? And that's because we know that when a person has Tashmish, they become a Balkari, and a Balkari has to go to the mikvah if he wants to be able to daven or learn. As of course, if washing oneself is usur, as we already know, Tashmish Amita for sure is usur as well. I think my answer is Tifter. We can explain as follows. But Makam She'ein Tavlin, that is referring to a place where they do not have the minug, this Takanas Ezra. They didn't take upon themselves Takanas Ezra, so they don't go to the mikvah, and therefore the Mishnah has to say Tashmish is usur. Oi, Kadim She'eskin Ezra Tefillah Balikarion. This could be talking about before Ezra was Metakein, the people who are Balikari have to go to the mikvah, so that's what the Mishnah has to say. The Tashmish is Aser. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha quotes Rav Yasa, who says between Rav Shub and Levi, Ain Kari Alam Tashmish Amita. A person only considered a Baal Kari if he had Tashmish. But if Kari came from him in some other way, he's not considered a Baal Kari. Now Amar Funa says, no, Afilu Rame Atzmai Neos Tech Chalaim, even if he sees himself inside a dream that he had Tashmish in a dream and that causes him to be a Baal Kari, he is considered a Baal Kari. Now having by Meimar, the Talmidim wanted to say, Uvad Meisha, that's only if in his dream it was with a woman. However, Rabbiyan Rav Yasa, Tarvein Amrin, both of them say, Afilu Medavar Acher, even if he became Baal Kari because of something else, not necessarily seeing a woman in a dream, still he's considered Baal Kari. Ask the Gemara on Rav Shub and Levi. Fataninan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yom Kippurim Aser, Bachila, Ushtia, Rechitza, Ubesicha, Unias Asandal, Tash Shamita, that all these things are Aser. Now, Vatani Allah, a Braisa was taught on this, Baal Karyon, Tevlin Kedarkan Betsina Yom Kippurim, that a person who's a Baal Kari on Yom Kippur could be Tevil Betsina in a very private manner so that people don't see him. Now, Lesa Dal Pligah, Rav Shub and Levi, isn't this clearly not like Rav Shub and Levi? Rav Shub and Levi on Rav Shub and Levi says, Ain Kari, Lam Tash Shamita. The Kari can only be from Tashmish Amita, but since the Mishnah clearly says that you can't have Tashmish Amita on Yom Kippur, how could the Braisa say that if you're a Balkari on Yom Kippur, you're able to go to the mikvah? It must be there's another way to become a Balkari other than Tashmish. So the Gemara says, no, Pasar Lav is Shemish Mitas Bad Yom. We could explain that's referring to a person who had Tashmish right before Yom Kippur, and he forgot and didn't go to the mikvah, and he woke up Yom Kippur morning telling himself, oh my gosh, I didn't go to the mikvah from beforehand. So that's what the Brisa is referring to, that he should go to the mikvah privately. As the Gemara says, there's a story with him, they saw him being toivel b'tzina in private on Yom Kippur, and it's chomemar, are you able to say regarding that holy body of Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta that he forgot to go to the mikvah erev Yom Kippur? There's no way if he was balkari before Yom Kippur that he forgot to go to the mikvah. It has to be that he became a balkari on Yom Kippur, and of course there's no way he had tashmish on Yom Kippur, so it must be that a person can come a balkari even not through tashmish, as that shows, not like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now we'll explain the last part of Mishnah where we said, according to Belezer, Hamelech, a king is allowed to wash his face on Yom Kippur, and why is that? I'll shame, because the pasuk says, Melech b'yoyf yitachzani necha, that a king in his beauty, in his glory, your eyes shall see him, and that means that he always has to look glorious and wonderful, and so he has to wash his face. It's not for enjoyment, it's because he needs to look good. And by the same token, her pleasure said, Hakala, a Kala within 30 days of her chasana as well. She's allowed to wash her face. Why is that? Because of Eva, which doesn't really mean hatred. The Gemara often will say, Shleitz Gana al Baila. We don't want her husband to find her repulsive, that she doesn't have a clean face, that she's not looking good, so she's allowed to wash her face as well. That's not for enjoyment. And last we had said, Vachaya, Tanazal Sandal, Devri Blezer, that according to Blezer, Achaya, one who's giving birth, a fresh mother, she's allowed to wear shoes. And then we said, the Chamim Aser. So having Savin Meymar, they wanted to say, Al Saifa, that this argument of the Chamim Devri Blezer is only on this last case, but they agree in the situation of a Melech and a Kala that they're allowed to wash their face on Yom Kippur. However, Ashach Tani al Kulhain, it was found taught in Nebraisa, regarding all these matters of Blezer, and that's how we had explained the Mishnah as well. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.